Blog Angry Talk Bastard Radio. It's the bullshit hour.
After
this old ass song.
You bunny, I'm fly. Let me rob a bank tonight, girl, between them thighs. Hold it like Sam, cock it like a tech nine. Take it off safety and it won't jam. Now I got you loving me, your boy, I'm feeling muggy. Me with thugs, ain't tripping, keep on hugging me. And tell me how you want it, how you want it. And we can have sex from 6 o'clock to 7 in the morning. The hardest nigga needed, so blame on the thug. Now regardless, pull out the red carpet when I come through. Never tripping, making not get those wishes to come true. Don't blame it on the hangover, blame it on the Benzos and the Renzos. No after game and the Zorro fast feeling like the Phoenix, like the Nimbo. So here's the keys to my ride, and if you got it, my flight, my ride.
Everybody needs one.
No limit soldier when I'm finished with you. Now turn the lights out, ain't nobody here but us. Girl, your body is hitting, you got me feeling some love. So many players in the ghetto, you don't know who to trust. They tell you riding with this thug might be dangerous. But sip the champagne, hit the green, let me play with your hair. Take it to Victoria's Secret, pick out something to wear. In the cloud of smoke, making jokes. Getting hot, cause you like the TVs in my 600. Keep it on the low, don't tell your man we done it. I put my 9 on the dresser and let me
refresh it. Everybody need one. Plan B, call me when you need some. Plan B, everybody need one. Plan B, call me when you need some. Plan B, everybody need one.
Sons of Funk. Go run and tell your girls about your night with a soldier. It ain't no limit.
Oh, yeah, Plan B. I never heard that track before. I was told, you know, by a viewer that they wanted to hear that shit. So I put it on. And when I first heard it, I'm like, ah, well, Master P, that's that nigga. But, you know, yeah, I mean, let me put it on. I really don't want to fucking put it on. I didn't put it on for the listeners. And just listening to it now, I'm like, yo, shit is actually all right. It is what it is. It's your boy GQ holding it down on this late night bullshit talk with the Bastards, the Chi-Town edition. The reason why I said the Chi-Town edition is because I always give love to everybody in the East Coast, West Coast. I really don't give love to people in the middle. And Chi-Town, you know, they doing their thing. It's actually 1 hour. Or actually, I don't know what the zone is, but it's 1 a.m. in the morning. And it's pretty crazy over there. So I said, you know what? And we got two females that actually are from Chi-Town that come on here. So why not give them a little hype? Show them a little bit of New York love. They're not quite New York. They can never be New York. But I guess we can give them a little bit of love. For the low niggas. Tonight is an open discussion where anything goes. From sex to drama, to jokes to whatever. Not a show to sleep on, real rap. You know what I'm seeing? In my Chi-Town voice. And as we start off, our shit is always on point. Got that L.E. nigga And you got that 6'4 nigga in the building. Late night edition. What up, nigga?
That nigga's pussy.
Yo, who you talking to, fam? Yo, word. Who you talking to, fam?
Y'all niggas pussy.
Yo, fam, listen. First of all, get the mouthwash and grab your mouth out, man.
Hold on. Hold on.
You sound like you got coal in your throat.
Hold on, fam. Fam.
Word. I'm going to need you to do me a favor, son. Take a cold glass of sugar water. Sugar six is stupid. Because it just started your ass off.
Hold on, fam. I'm going to need you to do me a favor. I'm going to need you to get yourself a big-ass glass of sugar water because you just started your ass off.
Which leads me to believe that you have nothing, my dude.
Nothing.
I'm driving back tomorrow. Long Island now?
You leaving Long Island?
Yeah, I just left.
Oh, man, you're bugging, man. How long of a ride is that?
It's like an hour. It's not bad.
I guess that ain't bad. Hope your ass ain't tired, because I am.
No, I got a cup of coffee. I got, I'm talking to bumps. And, I'll be all right. Yeah, okay.
I think it's good, bro.
As long as somebody don't make no stupid moves, I'll be all right.
Yeah. How's the roads?
That's cool. It's all right.
Yeah, man, I was eating these, the garbage at 6'4", we say. I was eating these chicken wings today. Actually, maybe like an hour ago. And, did you ever have garlic parmesan chicken wings?
I have, yeah. I don't think I had garlic parmesan, but I had garlic wings
before. Yeah, the garlic parmesan is hitting. Oh, man, with some blue cheese. Woo! You ain't never lied, dog. Yo, what's the best, like, to me, I think the actual chicken wings are the best part of the chicken, like, as far as wing-wise. The reason why I say that is because you can, like, when you dip it in and you bite it and shit, and then you can, like, split it in half so, like, the other part still has meat on it while you're chewing on the other part that has meat on it. I mean, that's just me, though. Like, the drumstick, you know, you just dip that in that motherfucker and boom, and it's done. But, of course, that has probably more meat on it. But I don't know, man. I always like the wings, man. I don't know.
Y'all niggas pussy.
Niggas is poo butt. Hey, Shytown, what part of the chicken is the best part of the chicken you like to eat?
The wings, nigga.
The wings, nigga.
Who the fuck is that?
It's Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, it is Sunday.
You cursing like that?
Yes, sir. What'd it be like?
What'd it be like? What's poppin'?
Oh, you got evening?
Yeah, how you doing?
Man, that's a good brother. What's up, my nigga?
Chillin'.
How's everything on that night?
Where's my Florida bike?
Go get the lotion.
Huh?
You hear it. She said go get the lotion. They about to get it popping.
Oh, yeah.
And I'll take it to the lotion smell.
A little girl on girl?
Hey, yo, Shy.
What's up?
Hold on. I have a question. If her sister comes on, what is she?
What?
Yeah, what's your sister's name going to be on here since you're Shytown? Oh, well, you know what?
My sister's going to be Shytown number two, I guess.
No, we're going to call her Delaware Girl. That's what we're going to call her.
No, we're going to be Shytown number five. We're going to be Delaware Crown.
Wait, one of y'all gotta go in another room. Hold on. I actually wanted a hair, but I couldn't hair it because they're right next to each other.
My sister's name will be Santa Scorvas, Joseph Freno.
While we echoing, look, we got cops recording the conversation.
Yeah, so we got Chi-Town in the building. We got Delaware's Finest in the building.
No, we ain't playing with that.
We got Chi-Town and Orlando's Finest.
How about you got the Cubbies and the White Sox? How about that?
The
Cubbies and the White Sox. You got
how about we got the two cops with the echo? That shit in the background.
Yo, are y'all right next to each other?
No.
Yeah, listen, home is a lie, sweetheart.
Where are you at?
That sounds a lot better.
Oh, now you can hear us.
I'm in your daddy's house. What the hell y'all talking about?
You at your where?
In your dad's house.
Somebody's daddy's house.
You're at my dad's house. While you're over there, ask that nigga how come he didn't answer the phone when I called him.
Hold on. What are they over there doing?
Getting cleaning. What they supposed to be doing?
Yo, how you go with business like that? That's what we do. Clean what it is.
Mm-hmm. I ain't cleaning at 1 in the morning at my dad's house. What are y'all really doing?
We're thinking it. We're over here watching Tango with y'all.
What happened?
We're watching Tango with you guys.
Y'all working in tandem with us?
Yeah, but why you gotta do it from over there, though? Like, what are y'all doing over there?
No, what the hell is your problem? Yeah, you haven't called my phone.
Oh, me? You know what?
I know you're not talking to me.
You forgot about me?
No, fall back for a second there. Oh, I got this. Listen, how can I forget about you?
I don't know.
You feel it slacking. Can you do my phone?
How was that possible?
What? I'm going to give you a dollar. Come on, it's like that. I'm going to tell your mom.
What happened, Erica?
With the lasting impression that you made, how can I forget about you? I don't understand.
I don't know. You'll hit my phone up, so I don't know.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's like that. Hold on.
Whoa. Hey, stay out of that conversation. What did you tell me?
Stay out of that conversation.
Oh, no, I could get into this. You be getting into some serious shit. I could get into some light shit like this. So I know you ain't trying to come at me full force right now.
Good money. She's actually great money.
She knows
she's
great money.
She is.
Okay. I know that's right.
Listen. Somebody, one of y'all spread your legs. One of y'all females spread your legs.
Why don't you spread your mama legs, nigga?
I mean,
That's why I'm here. It's funny because after
my tape on for a second, but
if you get into a heated argument with a Spanish woman, preferably Puerto Rican, or if you be like, yeah, whatever, bitch, the first thing they're going to say is, your mama's a bitch.
Exactly.
They're Christian.
Your mama, your daddy, to everybody.
Everybody in the family.
Yeah, then they start talking that Karate Kid shit.
That bueno bueno.
They
start talking that
guala. Guala guala.
That's right.
Spanglish.
English.
Wallace.
I got a question. This is going to, I guess, Orlando's Finest. When your kids get bad, right, do you beat them with reggaeton CDs?
If I beat them, would they get those CDs?
Yeah.
No, I beat them with the cord.
Oh, shit. Damn, you took it a nigga away.
The better question is,
I'm taking it back.
when your kids are too old to get beat with reggae tone CDs, do you beat them with your cockroach killers, zapatos?
Chancletas. Forget the zapatos. Huh? I'm gonna hit them with the chancletas.
Oh, your word with the chancletas? Do you beat them with the chancletas?
Beat them with chancletas.
Hold on. Yo, the better question is, when you're bad, what do you get beat with?
That's
wow.
Amazing.
How did you, Enoch?
I want to know that answer that Miss Orlando shot finest.
That's my twin brother right there, and I love him for that question right there. Let's hear the answer, please.
Damn, it's like that, though.
Orlando finest.
Damn, they just
put me on the spot. This is a G radio station. Come on now.
Come on, the gato has your lengua. Don't be scared. Come on now.
Damn, they just got me like that. They just put me on the spot.
All right, next question.
There goes Saipan over there trying to be a call signing.
Look. Gato got
the
lengua, huh?
It's
all good.
That's what it is. It's sure
did. Nah, it's all good.
I guess you can leave it to your imagination.
Telling me no.
Oh, boy.
What was that?
That was a pretty good answer.
Go ahead.
How do we end up listening to R. Kelly?
I know. Who the hell put that R. Kelly, yeah.
This is actually Memphis R. Kelly. Aaliyah, 16-year-old R. Kelly, right there.
Yo, I'm talking about R. Kelly, though. Don't be talking about Saipan like that, for real.
Oh, man, you like the Rock Piper?
Oh, that's right, he is from Chi-Town.
Oh, he is from Chi-Town.
You know he is.
Oh, man.
Who that, Robert Kelly?
Yeah, Robert Kelly. What about y'all got Michael Jordan. Y'all got Robert
Kelly.
Everybody in Chi-Town wears Jordan. He's not from Chicago.
Everybody wore Jordans.
Why did not? Where is he from?
Who?
Jordan's from Brooklyn.
He's from North Carolina.
He was born in Brooklyn.
How you figure that one?
Thank you.
He left Brooklyn when he was 7.
See?
Okay. He was very smart when he was in Brooklyn. That's a very smart move he made.
That's like that.
That nigga's from North Carolina. Get it right.
He grew up in North Carolina, but he was born in Brooklyn.
Y'all need to do your homework.
It's cool. Don't worry about it. Y'all had the greatest basketball player, you know, from Brooklyn, come, you know, share his love with Chi-Town.
Whatever.
Yeah, it's funny because on Facebook, they had like, well, we had somewhat of a, it was more of them, and I just kind of intruded. They were talking about how Chi-Town is better than New York, and New York is shit. But we got to go. And every hater always takes it here. You know how they can tell? You can tell where they're losing the argument when they say this. Oh well, your team buys championships.
Get the hell out of here!
Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Why do you think the Lakers win?
Hold on, are we talking about baseball or are we talking about basketball? What are we talking about?
I'm talking about baseball, but they were talking about how the Yankees buy their champions. Like, they buy all the players.
We don't even have to buy nobody out. We just talented like that. You feel me? That's how we do it in the
show. I have a question. When was the last time the Cubbies or the White Sox won a World Series?
The White Sox won in 2005. The Blackhawks won last year. So what up?
Hold on. The White Sox won the series in 2005?
No, they won it in 2006. So
I don't remember that.
Haven't won the World Series in a while.
Don't even matter. Don't even matter because the Blackhawks won last year. So what else?
Oh, now it doesn't matter. So hold on. Are we? I have another question.
We're
talking
hockey,
about baseball,
though. We're going to hockey, though. The Blackhawks won last year.
We're talking about hockey. What are we talking about?
We're talking about hockey right now.
Okay,
the Blackhawks won last year, and then the Bears are going to get this year. So what?
Yeah, you know what's crazy? The Blackhawks are actually pretty nice. They're nice.
Yeah, and we won, and we got this. Because
okay,
that's how we do it in the side.
How do you mean?
So what you're saying?
I got a better question. This is a good question. Orlando's finest. When's the last time you actually sat down and watched a hockey game?
Last year.
All right, no doubt, you got that.
So I'm excuse me for reminiscing for a minute. I just, as she's talking, I'm pitching her face and I'm driving, and I'm just like, okay.
Oh boy.
I know that was gay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was gay.
And somebody called me Romeo. That's the true Romeo.
Listen,
over there.
Hey,
what was that?
Oh, man,
hold on. Hold on. What was that? We don't take intermissions for homosexuality. What was that?
Hold on, fam.
He said, hold on a second. I'm picturing myself in my mind touching her face gently. Like, come on, fam. First of all, family.
I didn't say touching her face. Family. All right. Thank you. Very much. Second of all, cosigner one and cosigner two. I'm allowed to do that, okay? Because I've seen her. And you know what I'm talking about. Cosigner one.
Oh, boy.
All right, cosigner. You know what I'm talking about, cosigner one. I've seen her before, all right?
That's you, nigga. Fuck out of here.
People with glass stones, glass houses, shouldn't throw what?
Oh, boy. Come on,
fam.
You know what? I'm going to start downloading some sound effects just for niggas like you.
Come on,
fam. You want to download what? Some sound effects. Hey, y'all, I was listening to that old school P. Pablo joint to Raise It Up. Then they got the All Cities remix. And I was just about to talk shit on Chi-Town because I'm listening, and I'm like, they don't even say Chi-Town. And as soon as I said that, the dude was like, Chi-Town, player.
That's what you get for even trying to even think about talking crap about us. That's crazy.
Hold on, Ma. I thought you wasn't from Chi-Town.
Which one is Chi-Town and which one Orlando?
I thought you wasn't from Chi-Town, though. Hold on.
I'm from Chi-Town, but I'm from Orlando. But I live in Orlando.
Where were you born?
I was born and raised in the Psy.
In the what?
I was born and raised in Chicago. What up?
Oh, okay.
What up?
Come on now with that. Stop the madness with that. You know what I'm saying? Take it easy with that. You know what I mean?
I'm ready. What up?
I mean, what up? That's all I'm asking, you know what I'm saying? Like, because you were saying you're going mad hard for Chicago, and, like, I'm just wondering what this is about. But I see, you know, you rap it to the fullest.
Exactly.
I got a question. Yo,
fall back
I'm going
anyway,
to Miami
though.
In January, Orlando.
Oh, are you?
I need to know where to stay. Oh, you know what I need? I need to hook up on a hotel, man.
You need a what?
Fuck a hotel.
Where you coming at? Where you going to?
Miami.
Oh, man.
Well, I'm done with you too, cuz.
Yo, hold on. We trying to buy with you too.
Hold on. I'm done with you too, cuz. You better pick me up and then we'll go to Miami to get a fuck that shit.
I love you, man.
Make sure you're cool, dog. For real.
What happens to the Dominican Republic?
Oh, the DR, that's definitely going down too.
That's Dominican Republic. My hoes be out there.
Hold on, I'm trying to go to the Dominican Republic too. Hold on.
You hear the hate?
I'm gonna tell y'all niggas this. Y'all niggas go out to DR, son. Y'all better maintain your fucking composure.
What do you mean?
I know what you mean. You gotta just think about it.
Yo, son. True story, yo, son.
Man, what my name look like? Ace Money?
Hey, why you stuck with me?
Hey, yo, man, listen, man. I was down there, right, the first night.
You black, dude?
I was sitting by the pool, right, blowing some piss, right, and by myself.
First
me, because we had a little villa in the pool in the back,
ow,
looking up at the
get
stars,
my
right?
Face, bitch.
On the piss, like, wow. Didn't even get to go out there, you know what I mean? Yo, son, I'm telling y'all niggas, son. But it's like black man is God down there for real, so that's what I'm saying.
No, you know what's God down there? Money. How about that?
Of course it is. Of course it is. But that's like everywhere. This capitalistic fucking world, you know what I mean? That's what it is. I'm saying down there.
I'm gone. All the back.
Well, what about Jamaica? Anybody been to Jamaica yet?
I'm trying to go next year.
You going next year?
I actually
want to
go there, too.
I'm trying to do that next year, either Jamaica or Hawaii, one of the two.
Ah, fuck Hawaii. That's too far.
let's do Jamaica, man.
Yeah, I say we do Jamaica,
I
dog.
Do one or the other. Huh?
I say we do Jamaica, all of us.
Yeah,
let's,
we should do that.
Let's do Camden.
Camden. What the hell is that?
Camden. No, what? We don't want to do Camden.
Not at all.
Who said let's do Camden?
That's what that nigga Six said.
Oh.
Camden. Wow.
Yeah, I heard
it.
Let's do it, Jay. We might as well do Utica Avenue.
Yeah, pretty much.
Straight up. You Saratoga or something.
Flourish. I mean, if we're going to do that, we might as well do Cook County.
The county. Y'all can't handle that. Y'all be scared. Y'all be crying.
Only thing I heard about Chicago is that they check you hard as far as your hats go. Like, you got to bang your hat. Your hat.
Y'all can't be wearing your hat the way you want to.
You
got to
bang. Only way you can bang your hat is to the, yeah. Like, you can't have your hat backwards. You can't have it to the side. You got to bang your hat straight forward.
Straight. And if you ain't got it straight, that's it. It's a wrap.
Yeah, somebody's going to get checked.
You're going to be done. You may not make it back alive.
That shit is real corny, man.
Yeah.
So they on that Cali shit.
What are y'all talking about?
That's how they do it. They real G's.
Damn, my man. What did you pass? This guy just passed. I'm doing 75. This guy's doing 100.
Yo, dog. That shit is real gay, man.
It is, but, you know, that's what they have out there.
I mean, but that's what it is, though. So, I mean, you know, you got to, you know, follow the code.
You
got to
respect it. Yeah, now you're going to be, you won't make it back alive, that's right.
Yeah,
I ain't
going to
punt, yo. Chi-Town is really, when it comes to that, ain't no joke.
Yeah, for real. That's
real.
The truth.
I mean, you
play that.
Hang out.
Even the females be trying to, the females is the worst ones out there.
I wish a female would.
Wait,
for real.
Females are trying to G-check niggas?
Yo, the females is worse. They be trying to go to every type of gang and try to bring drama in every area. They don't play
you
that.
Gotta bang, you got to bang out. I think you're just fucking.
Yep.
Or fall in.
That's
that shit is crazy.
You know, you just got to follow the rules and regulations. That's it. Ain't nothing.
I mean, it would kind of suck because, you know me, I like to get fresh. I wear all types of shit. Yeah, if I got some color,
you just gotta bang it forward. That's it.
So you gotta, I gotta wear all white. You know what I mean, to be safe. Walking around
word.
Like a damn cloud.
Word, that's the new shit. I'm gonna wear black and white.
Yeah, you can't even wear all black because you can still be like part of the king or blood or some shit like that.
Nah, nigga.
For real.
Nigga see me in
black
all
and
white.
White
like, yo, son, I'm neutral, nigga. I got no color on my outfit. So leave me the fuck alone.
Plain, right?
Plain. Straight plain.
What's going on over here?
Chi-Town's phone must have died. She got that cricket.
How's the weather out there in Orlando?
They busting on you, Erica. They said you got that cricket. and your phone died.
Got that cockroach plant.
Okay. She got, what is that? That South Florida plant? The cricket?
Yeah.
She got that. No, it's not even cricket. They saw go.
She got that grasshopper, nigga.
Nah, it ain't even grasshopper. What is that called again? I forgot. What she got? It ain't cricket.
Got that mouth.
Is that Metro PC?
Metro PC.
Metro
PC crap.
That's messed up. Y'all shouldn't be talking about people's phone like that.
Oh, she's back on too. Oh man.
Why y'all calling in on my phone like that? Excuse me, fellas.
Yeah, I didn't know she was back on that quick.
Y'all want to sit there and talk all that shit. My phone ain't there. Y'all usually ain't talking about shit, so I logged out. What the fuck?
Oh, Lord.
No, you know what it is? It's all good. Cut her one more time. You won't have any more trouble out of
her. You said what?
You gotta cut her.
Cut her one time and you won't have nothing to...
Right on her thigh.
I might actually pull out a blade and a bazooka, and she'd be like, go ahead, mother.
I'm
going to
pistol whip your ass, nigga. Don't fuck with me.
She'll blow everybody's head off before they dick.
I'm
going to
pistol whip that nigga. She's going to be
fucking around bazooka whip a nigga, nigga.
She'll do a drive-by on everybody.
All body.
Who's online?
Huh?
Who's on here?
We got LE, cool.
Everybody cool.
Hey, yo, do they still consider Cho Chow down in Florida or down south, Cutty?
Give me some of that cut up. Do they say cut up?
Like, yo, girl, let me get some cool.
That cut,
or do they say pussy? Is anybody listening?
They say
toto.
They say toto was universal.
Yeah, that's universal.
You know what's funny? Whenever I hear the word toto, I'm surprised too. I'm like, what did she just say? Did she just say toto? I said, oh, okay, I know what she's talking about. I got
Lord.
You.
Oh, yeah. Only if you hang around Puerto Ricans, you know what that means.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, Brooklyn got that. None of my Puerto Ricans out there.
There's nothing but.
Like damn cockroaches.
Everywhere.
Rapping in subway tunnels.
Damn, I was like that though.
Right, you know, my cigarette and then my lighter, so I can go smoke a cigarette outside.
Yeah, what state in the United States do you have the most Spanish people?
What state in the United States?
Yeah, I would say Florida just because it's right there, and a lot of y'all swam over there.
We don't need to swim, nigga. We from the United States.
Oh, you talking about swimming.
Talking about we swam out here. What the hell is wrong with you? What the heck's wrong with these people?
No, but it's like a
swimming. We ain't got from nowhere. We from here. Get it right.
Shit, I ain't from here. I was chained to a bunch of Africans at the bottom of a boat. And I was forced to come over here.
You was forced?
Yeah, I was running around Africa butt ass naked, chilling. I mean, I was forced to wear clothes. Like, what's going on here, man?
Oh, yay.
I mean, I'm so fly, though, you know, when I came over. I'm so fly. I need a propeller.
Right here.
On my spinal cord.
Right there.
Nobody has
that. So what's the weather like over here, up north?
I'm so fly, I need a parachute on my back. What happened?
What's the weather looking like up there? I heard it's cold up there.
Yo, right now, I got on a North Face jacket. Actually, let me correct that.
Y'all got jackets on this stuff?
I have on a North Face coat.
Hey, y'all is whack. It's somewhere in here.
I'm going to give you the exact weather. It's 57 degrees outside.
Wait, that's freezing. You need a coat.
I got one on right now.
Wait, that's cold.
And get this. I'm inside my mother's house.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Funny. I'm inside that mother's house, too.
Oh, yeah, where you at, dog?
Actually, I'm in the bedroom.
Yeah, I said don't answer that.
What are you doing that for?
Family night bullshit with the
Everybody talking all at the same time.
Yo, Orlando, she talks fast as shit.
She sure does.
That's that. That's the five-time twister.
No, you know what it is? She don't. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
It's not that she talks fast. It's that we listen in slow.
It's kind of like you dating a Spanish woman, and you say, yo, baby, I'm going to go get us some snacks. And you go out and come back with banana chips and coconut M&Ms. And they look at you like, I don't eat this shit. Just because I'm Spanish doesn't mean I like this shit. Well, she said the same thing. Nigga, I dance to hip-hop. I don't like Spanish clubs. And that was kind of odd. That was kind of odd for me because I'm like, oh, wow. So, Orlando, what about you? Do you prefer to go to a Spanish club or you don't mess with them?
I go to Spanish clubs because I represent.
Oh,
I
you represent the squad.
That's right. I'm going to represent. That's how I look like.
Now, can you dance to Spanish music?
Like, of course I can dance to all that.
Okay, because if I recall correctly, there was a certain event that we were all at, and you just stayed back like, I ain't dancing on that.
What was that?
Huh?
I remember that? Recall that?
Oh, you don't recall that magical day when two people got together?
And bliss was eternally ours. then on out.
Nope, I sure
don't. I can only think of one. Oh, boy.
Okay. Oh, wow.
All right. The old Arnold Schwarzenegger racer, huh? I got you.
You right.
You right.
Nothing.
You right.
You right.
You right. You right. Yeah, I'm about to play that shit. Hold on. You're right. You never know where I'm going to be. You're right.
Right.
Then you want to talk to her. And you need to be a fucking man and just be like, look, I'm going to do this test and I'm doing this. I get with you next week. Don't come out here. Don't stand that. You got me fucking staying in a fucking hotel wasting my motherfucking money. Knowing you ain't going to give me a dime. You don't give a fuck where I lay, what I'm doing, and none of that. You want to try to bring niggas' name up just to try to be the fuck smart because you don't want to be the fuck around me.
You right.
All that shit you doing, play the fuck out. I know you inside. I'm like 5 steps ahead of you, pussy. I know you don't live the fucking Fort Lee no more. I'm not the fuck dumb. Ain't nothing true about me. I know every fucking thing I want to know.
You right.
I ain't got time for that bullshit with you no more, though.
You right.
You gotta cut that shit out. That's gonna stop. And then when I call you, you wanna act like you didn't call me next week. Next week, my motherfucking ass.
You right.
Yeah, I know you wanna keep trying to work my motherfucking nerves, saying I'm white and shit.
You
for
are.
Real.
You're right.
And really, I'm real mad, because I don't like this.
You right.
Well, you know, I'm white just because I'm like, serious, are you like, what do you want a bitch to do?
You right.
I don't get that shit with you. For real, I don't understand you. I ain't gonna try to understand because I know you like to play mind games, but you fucking with the right one with that, because I play them too.
You right.
I want you to know that shit. Ain't no I'm right nothing, because when that time's gonna pop, and one of them bitches got herpes in your mouth, don't call my fucking phone. Now I hope you got this shit taped what I'm seeing. That's when you gonna fucking die, because you twice.
Did you just say that when you gonna die?
You're right.
I'll be just trying to call back. Ain't no white shit, Cam. So what you want me to call you Monday?
Yes.
I'ma go here and let you do you. You want me to call you Monday?
Yes.
Is you gonna be in town?
Yes.
That shit is hilarious.
I'm doing in the 010, actually in the 011. I'm doing it now in the 010, but in the 011 I'm really going in on that shit. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything you're saying is right.
That's funny.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
You know what's funny? That's the super cop-out, but it also works. You're right.
Yeah, it works like a motherfucker. Mm-hmm. You can watch the game, you know, and have a Corona in one hand, a remote control in the other hand, and she'd be like, yeah, all you do is sit down and watch TV. You don't even spend time with me and this and that. Yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All he's going to do is just keep him. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, everything. Yeah. I'm wrong for that. You're absolutely right. Word. Mm-hmm. Hey, yo. Chopper. Where the hell is Chopper from?
New Orleans.
I was from New Orleans.
Yo, did you see Cat Stack Toto?
I see who?
Cat Stack.
Nah, what's that?
Cat Stack. You never heard of Cat Stack before?
Nah.
She picks all of the rappers and then she gets their name. She has their name and their telephone number. And, you know, oh, he was this, he was that, blah, 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 whatever, whatever. She's been blowing people up for a while. Well,
who?
Some dude was like, yeah, I did whatever to catch that, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, I got a picture of her Toto on the on my phone. So he showed the picture of it. And it looked crazy. Like, the girl, whoever it wasn't her, but whoever it was looked crazy. It was flapping in the wind and all that. And I was like, wow. she says, she's like, yeah, this is, no, I don't know whoever had, you know, whoever that picture was, it wasn't me. I'm going to show you what mine, you know. And she shook, yo. She actually, look it up. Next time you get, matter of fact, you're on the computer right now, right?
Yeah.
Look up Cat Stack.
Who?
K-A-T-S-T-A-T-K-A.
Cat Stack. Yeah, I'm about to, hold on, I'm looking at this one shit. It says, beauty with some elements missing. And then it says, why do they have such a beautiful, why do they have such a beautiful body and such an ugly face? That shit is funny. This chick right here, they cut her face out, and you can see her body. Like, sure, he's thick as shit, but...
What website is that?
It's, dowow.com/beauty with some elements missing.
Hold on. D-O-W-O-W?
No, it's dowhile.com.
W-H-I-L-E. Dowow.
Dowow.com. Dowow.com.
/ your mom's tits?
Yeah.
Okay.
Parentheses, your mom's a slut.
/ tell your mom to clean the toto?
Word.
Word.
At least once a week?
Uh-huh.
Minimum?
/ slap my face off.
718, your mom takes back shots for a living.
914-2338-1782.
Mm-hmm. Hell, this bitch is ugly as shit.
914-I-143, your mom's BJ's?
Yeah, duh. This site is fucking hilarious. Everybody in Radio Land, y'all might want to go to this. This is D-O dash W-H-I-L-E / beauty with some elements missing. There's a bunch of bitches with nice bodies and ugly-ass faces.
There's a lot of that going around, too.
A lot. It says, this is a real torture. I mean, what the fuck? Why do they have such beautiful bodies and such ugly faces? That's a big question. But everything can be changed with a little help of turned off lights. A bag on the face, a bag on the face works too. Once I met a girl that was hot, everybody was just staring at her. At the first moment, I didn't notice at all how much makeup she had, but I found out that much later in a wrong moment. I was playing, he said, I was playing with her in my room, and in the morning, I opened my eyes, and I was scared to death. So I recommended you to be very careful, or get up a little bit early and run home.
Thank you.
Wow.
You hear that, nigga? That nigga just stopped by Toe Boot Willie. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you heard this, man.
And he's stuck in a box.
He kind of caressed my fingertip a little when he gave me the money back.
He what?
I said he caressed my fingertip a little bit when he gave the money back to me. Michael, snap that nigga, Jen.
What? Yeah, go kill him. Go kill him.
Yeah, and he looked his eyes a little too hard just now.
You know, I was over here wondering, like, why the fuck they ain't talking? Oh, they're not talking because they're still muted. Hold on. I'm like, them motherfuckers is quiet as shit over there. I'm about to unmute you right now. Hold on.
I'm just loading the unmute button.
Yeah, I got it.
Whoever's coming in here right now, pay homage, man.
Come on with it. What the fuck is this shit?
You right.
You right.
You walk.
Come on. All right, there we go. Y'all niggas is unmuted. Both of y'all
niggas. You right.
Yo.
Yo.
Mira.
Mira, Chulita.
Yo, both of y'all unmuted. Well, now Orlando's unmuted.
Chulita.
Shot-town hung up.
Chulita.
Yeah. Chulita,
what up?
Why did you ride that?
What happened?
They got
a picture of this Chinese chick. She's ugly as shit, unless she got in the ring with Mike Tyson.
You know what? I actually noticed this lady around where I work. She's she's not Chinese, but she's like one of the Asians. She's like Asian. And her face is terrible. Her body is kind of like, And she wears these, she's like a janitor or something like that. She wears these tight little uniforms. She's kind of the truth, kid.
Yeah, duh. I saw this chick the other day from the back. I'm like, damn. She turned around. I was like, ew. What the fuck? You get hit and beat with the ugly stick? What kind of shit is going on here? Hey, Orlando. She ain't got no, she must ain't got no furniture, man. You heard that echo?
What's good?
What's good?
Yeah.
Tell us.
Yo.
Where are you talking? Yo, man, how's my turkey bacon doing? Okay.
Hold on, man. Are you you have no furniture in your house, or are you in the hallway, Fumando El Crackle?
Who are you talking to?
Talking to you.
Oh,
why y'all talking? I'm asleep. Y'all talking about a bunch of nothing.
Get him.
Oh, boy.
Get him. Yo. Oh, get him. Where's my turkey bacon at, yo?
Mama, she should know.
Who?
Your baby mom.
Oh,
baby mom.
You sound like you could be a baby mom.
Yo, put my BM on the phone, man.
I got a caller. What the hell?
What's your number? What's your number?
Yo, Erica!
Damn, she blew
it up. Come on, Erica got nothing to do with it. What's your number?
Get him.
Who the hell is this?
That's 6'4".
This is 6'4".
That means?
What happened?
What that means?
What is what? That's my height, baby. Stop acting up.
Wow. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
We got Gullyville in the building. What up? Oh, Lord. Hey, yo. Shout out.
He's got yourself banged on. Yo.
Mm-hmm. What?
Is she putting that transistor radio? What's going on there?
Yeah, I don't know.
Damn, learn how to stick.
Just got this little thing going early.
Early. So, yo, Orlando.
What up?
Mm-hmm. What's one thing you would like to do before you, you know, you died and croaked?
One thing I would like to do before I die? I just want to travel the world. That's what I want to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the world, when you say the world, like, you know what I mean, like Antarctica,
everywhere. I want to go everywhere. I want to explore everything.
Damn, you better start now.
I know, right? I'm starving. I'm starving.
If that 2012 shit is real, time is winding down. It's like cold
already.
Yeah, that shit ain't real.
They get fools like you to believe it.
The world
I don't believe it.
Hold on, but before it ends, I'm going to give you a great deal on some stock. Holla.
A great deal on some stock.
The world is about to end. I got pantyhose for 25 cents a pair. You can retail them at a dollar. Make 75 cents.
Retail them at a dollar, make 75 cents.
Really? The world is going to end, my man? Really? Wrap up out of here. As long as when it ends, I'm drinking me a cold Corona. I'm good. I'll watch it.
Nah, man. I'm just going to smoke the fattest blunt. I'm trying to smoke across. Nah, I ain't going to do that shit. It's fucked up. I'll just smoke a blunt until I pass the fuck out just from smoking and taking a long-ass hit. It just passed the fuck out. Yo,
shout out my 80s babies. I know what's going right here.
The hell is that? I'm trying to wake these two kids up in the back. About your job, the Trust Network can help. Needs to increase. So I just turned the bass up. Right, hopefully that'll wake them up. Oh, man, I fixed my system, dog.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, my shit is quaking, dog. Dog.
Listen, you guys got to get up and get out of here. You already up. You wake the other girl up. Poke up.
What?
Hey, yo, Orlando, make sure you take your ass to church.
Yeah, I'll be at church. I will.
Did you hear about that? What do you think? What's your views on the Eddie Long guy?
What happened?
Hold on, why are they still up at 2 o'clock in the morning? What's going on?
I don't know. We're talking to y'all. That's why.
Oh. What's your views on Eddie Long?
Not as good.
Not you. I'm not talking to you, girl.
Yo, Dirk goes stupid.
Recording that.
What'd you say?
No, I'm looking at this recording. This man in the subway in Brooklyn. He knocked out.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, my God. He got fucked up.
Wait, what happened?
Yo, they recorded him. He knocked out, and he over here falling all over the place.
Hey, yo, ask her again, dog.
What do you guys think about Eddie Long, Bishop Eddie Long? I'm not talking to you, lady. Listen, you know what I'm going to do to you? I'm going to cut you. Let me get my knife. Yo, wake up anyway. You got to get out.
Hey, yo, Orlando.
Yo, what up?
What's your view on Eddie Long?
What's my view on Eddie Long? I say this. Everybody want to talk about everybody, right?
Uh-huh.
At the end of the day, the media want to talk whatever they want to talk. At the end of the day, it ain't even the truth. So all I say is he's a man of God, and let God be the one to judge him. Who are we to judge anybody? I ain't judging nobody because I ain't the one to judge, because I wouldn't want anybody judging me. So it is what it is. Whatever he did, that's between him and God. If he did it, you know what I'm saying? We can't judge. It wasn't there. It is what it is.
All right, so what if I give you a judge gown and a mallet?
Come on, yo, come on. Come on, get out.
Are you a judge then?
Get the hell up.
Huh? That
damn kids make me sick.
What if I give you a mallet and a judge gown to wear? Are you a judge then?
kill both of y'all.
Hey, you trying to judge this dude?
Oh, never mind. Yo, who is Eddie Long? Oh, Long Eddie or whatever the fuck it is.
He's a pastor. DC, right?
Huh?
With like his church has like 25,000 members. Some craziness like that, right?
The church that I went to, just like with my pastor, everybody tried to bring him down when he got divorced with his wife and tried to say all types of crap that he was with some other chick. He paid his wife dirty and all this crap. But at the end of the day, don't nobody know his real story. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
So wait, what happened with Eddie Long?
They say something about him trying to get at some boys or whatever the crap. I don't know.
Yo,
you know,
what is he? Is he a white boy? Is he blood?
No, you were such in a rush to get out of the house, but come on.
The dude is black.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah, I don't believe that. That man is he's a man of God. Like, you could tell he's a man of God. It's just the media trying to bring his testimony down, but it ain't even going to work. It is what it is.
You know, it's funny. Remember that conversation we had the other day, a long time ago, about, you know, Jay-Z and everyone
yeah.
so-called being, you know, worshiping the devil and shit like that.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually saw this clip on Hot 97 where Angie Martinez interviewed Jay-Z.
Uh-huh.
You know, they got their little conspiracy videos on YouTube.
Right, right.
They're saying that, from what I saw, they're saying that, like, pretty much, it kind of sucks because the way they put it is that if you want to make
bottle?
Money and you want to have
water
your name, and you want to, you know, you want to really make money,
take that water
you got to sell your soul.
When you're
that
coming means. Back, you're, I don't want that water. And I'm going to be like this.
I'm like,
oh,
man, that shit is crazy. Like, so you mean if I work extra hard in order to make it like them motherfuckers, I can sell my soul?
Yeah, this yeah.
Crazy. They said Kobe and LeBron James. Yeah, it's a shitload. Spike Lee.
Yeah, one of them. That
who?
Nigga is right. Kanye West. I know he in there.
Who, Kanye?
Yeah.
Yeezy?
I don't know about Yeezy. He's making money, but he's small time. He ain't like them niggas.
No,
Yeezy.
Yeah.
Yeezy.
Kanye.
Beyonce, all them people is. Anyone that's underneath Jay-Z, they all in it. Rihanna, all of them.
Well, you know, so live your life. Hey.
Well, I mean, Rihanna looks like a man anyway, so, you know.
Yo, I saw a picture of Rihanna. She was looking very nervous. Very nervous.
You said she's looking very nervous?
Yeah, she was looking super nervous. I was like,
yeah.
Like
They said Nicki Minaj is a transsexual.
She's
I heard
dope.
That too.
Did you?
Just like Lady Gaga, they're all the same.
Lady Gaga,
actually,
she's horrible.
Actually,
she kind of looks. She looks like Death himself.
And I'm kidding. Super huge nose.
Yeah, man, that fucking extra white paint she got on her face.
All right.
It's all a gimmick. It's all a gimmick.
Yeah, it is what it is, man. I'm making that Pepsi money, you know what I mean? That's what I do. I'm
That's
happy
right.
With.
Don't sell your soul. That's it.
Yeah, fuck that.
Lord God, Jehovah.
You got me where I'm at right now. I downloaded all this fucking music, and I don't play shit. Ooh, you know what? I'm going to put this as background music from now on. This is some smooth shit. You know, to liven the shit up.
Shut up.
Shut up. Oh, man. Hey, Chi-Town's finest.
How is that? It's not even
mine.
Shut up.
Hey, shut up. Hey, yo, Orlando. Mm-hmm.
Yo.
What have you met a dude, like, what do you first look for in a guy?
Physique. That's basically what it is. You gotta keep it 100.
What if he keeps it 99%?
Huh?
What if he keeps it 99.9?
Nah, you got 100. That 1% could kill the whole relationship.
Oh, yeah?
Definitely.
Percent of what?
Huh? All right,
now what?
What was the question? What if?
Music in the background, I can't hear.
Oh, my bad. I need to turn that shit off.
And that? And that?
Yeah, of course
you. That
music is
kind of
wet.
You know, she's talking about like what she looks for in a guy.
I just want somebody that's gonna keep it real, man. Just keep it 100, cause all that lying shit, I ain't got time for it.
Mhm. I feel you, man.
For real.
Straight up.
So what if you find the right guy that does everything for you, right? Actually, you know what? Let me correct that.
Fam, don't get slapped.
Hold on.
Get slapped.
What if you see a guy, right? Like, do you go on looks? Like, oh, he's handsome. I would like to talk to him.
No, I don't really go on looks because my ex wasn't even all that handsome. It's just his swag. His swag was, you know, it was official, and that's why, you know, I decided to talk to him. But then at the end of the
So if a nigga has, you know, so if he's an ugly nigga, but his swag is smooth, but he has no teeth, would you go mess with him?
You gotta do that. You gotta have teeth. Come on.
Oh, what did he say?
You gotta have teeth.
Okay. What if he has, like, a total of 10 teeth in his mouth?
Come on now. No.
They all white and they nice and bright, though.
Yeah, nice, bright, white teeth.
Uh-huh.
There's a couple of them are just ducking and dodging, you know.
Yo, you just got a lot out of me. Stop doing that.
Oh, shit.
No, I didn't see you come in. Go turn off the light. Yo, hello?
Yeah, like, you know, gap mouth niggas need love, too, you know what I mean?
No. That's a little too much. Turn off the light. Nah, you can't look disgusting now. Come on.
Well, what if he don't look disgusting until he opens his mouth?
Nah, hell no. Then I have to make
what
it
if,
a point.
What if it was who's a good looking guy? What if it was Ricky
Martin?
Whoa.
Hold on. Let me G-check that real quick. Hold on.
That's why I said pause.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. All right.
I said, who's a good-looking guy? And I said, whoa, pause.
Morris Chestnut.
All right. What if Morris Chestnut, right, was Chestnut, but he had a slight case of, you know, missing, like, one or two teeth on the side. Not the two front teeth, but, like, the tooth next to the front tooth.
Uh-huh.
The fourth tooth. What if he was missing that fourth tooth?
Ain't no problem. That's why I work at a dental office and I can hook it up.
Okay.
Oh, shit. No doubt.
Got that on lock. And he'll look official.
Morris Chestnut? First of all, why don't you give me somebody new and improved? Morris Chestnut. You talking about Boys in the Hood, nigga? You talking about 97, 98.
You're never good.
2010, nigga?
It's Idris, what is his name? The dude from Takers.
Oh, Idris Elba?
Him. Hey, what's good with
him? He look good. What about Borat?
Who?
Borat.
I don't know who that is.
Borat.
No.
Yeah, I didn't think you do, because if you did, you'd be like, ew. As your sister might know.
Ah, that's over there in her own world.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You tell her to get off the phone with that nigga or I'm going to break her jaw.
She's on the internet. She's on Facebook.
Oh, Lord.
She's on Facebook. I don't know what she's doing. Commenting on somebody. I don't know. Booking on somebody.
Jaw breakage.
Yeah, it is. Oh, baby, it's time.
How you been?
Huh?
How you been?
Good.
Everything is holding up all right?
That's right.
Oh, shit.
I got a.
Every time I call shit, she's on the phone.
Oh. She's on the phone now?
Yeah. Shout out. Okay, I get it. She's listening to the show, but she's blasting music. All right. I'll put her on mute. I'll continue asking your question.
Who, me?
Yeah, you was asking Orlando.
I was just asking what's good. What's hoodie? You know?
Ain't nothing much. What's good with you? Yeah, now you can't call nobody. What's good? You too good for me?
Listen, no. You know I'm deeply infatuated with you. You know that. You know, I can't, it's either all or nothing with me. That's my problem, too. It's actually a bad habit of mine. Yeah, it's all or nothing. You know? I'm not saying that it's nothing now, but, you know, now you're going to get all. So I gotta go in again.
You know? Son, I know when I'm going down there, but when you going back down there, dog?
I'm going in January. I told you. I'm going to Miami and, you know, might make a little, you know.
No.
What's going on? Yo, listen. Listen, are you going to bed or what? Okay, go ahead, go. You know what it is? It's knockout time. It's 2:12. It's knockout time. Tell me. I'm about to get my Ali on up in this mug. And you guys are sleeping in there, right?
Yeah, I'm about to play a track, man.
You can sleep in the door, bed if you want. Matter of fact, let me light some incense in this joint. Put y'all to sleep, man.
Hey, Orlando, you got any tracks in mind that you would like to hear?
I don't even matter. Put some R. Kelly on. I don't know.
I had a feeling she was going to say that shit. Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to really go back on this one.
All right, let's see what you...
This is that shit, too.
I don't see nothing wrong.
I was going to put that on, but...
With a little
on.
Back of
that. Right there.
Clock in the morning and the rays from the sun wake me. I'm stretching and yawning in a bed that don't belong to me. Then a voice yells, good morning, darling, from the bathroom. Then she comes out and kisses me, and to my surprise, she ain't
right,
now I've got this dumb look on my face like, what have I done? How could I be so stupid to see her laid here till the morning sun? I lost the track of time. What was on my mind? From the club went to a home. Didn't plan to stay that long. Here I am, quickly trying to put on my clothes. Searching for my car keys, trying to get on up out the door. Then she stretched her hands in front of it. Said, you can't go this way. Looked at her like she was crazy. Said, woman, move out my way. Said, I got a wife at home. Please don't go out there. Lady, I've got to get home. She said her husband was coming up the stairs. Quiet. Hurry up and get in the closet. She said, don't you make a sound, or some shit is going down. I said, why don't I just go out the window? Yes, except for one thing, we on the fifth floor. Shit, think, shit, think, shit. Quick, put me in the closet. And now I'm in this darkest closet, trying to figure out just how I'm gonna get my crazy ass about this house. Then he walks in and yells, I'm home. She says, honey, I'm in the room. Walks in there with a smile on his face, saying, honey, I've been missing you. She hops all over him and says, I've cooked and ran your bed for her. Telling you now this girl's so good that she deserves an Oscar. Throws her in the bed and starts snatching her clothes off. I'm in the closet like, man, what the is going on? Not gonna believe it, but things get deeper as the story goes on. Next thing you know, a call comes through on my cell phone. I tried my best to quickly put it on vibrate.
But from the way he acts, I can tell it was too late. He hopped up and said, there's a mystery going on and I'm gonna solve it. And I'm like, God, please don't let this man open his closet. He walks in the bathroom and looks behind the door. He says, baby, come back to bed. He says, this ain't no more. He pulls back the shower curtain while she's biting her nails. Then he walks back to the room. Right now I'm sweating like hell. Checks under the bed, then under the dresser. He looks at the closet. I pull out my Beretta. Walked up to the closet, he pulled up to the closet, now he's at the closet, now he's open in the closet. Well, now he's staring at me like as if he was staring in the mirror. She yells, honey, let me explain. He says, you don't have to go no further. I can clearly see what's going on behind my back, in my bed, in my home. Then I said, wait a minute, now hold on. I said, mister, we can work this out. She said, honey, don't lose control. I tried to get him to calm down. He said, oh, I should have known that you would go and do some bogus shit up in my house. But the Christian in me gave you the benefit of the doubt. I said we need to resolve this. And he stepped to me, I'm like, whoa. There's a reason I'm in this closet. He says, yeah, what are you talking close? I met this girl at the Project Club and she told me she didn't have a man. Then he said, man, please, I'd kill you if you didn't have that gun in your hand. And then I said, but your chick chose me. He said, don't give me that Mac shit, please. His phone goes off and then things get a little more interesting. He steps a little closer. I point my gun and says, I'm not the one you after. He says, son, I bet you didn't know my man. Did she tell you that I was a pastor? I said, well, good, that's better, right? Why can't we handle this Christian life? And I started to put the gun down till I saw Tay still had a frown. She started crying, saying, baby, I'm sorry. Then he said, baby, not as sorry as you're gonna be. I started inching out. He said, no, I want you to see this. Then I gotta get out this house. Then I tell her, reveal my secret. I'm like, what is going on inside his head? Then he takes his phone and calls somebody up and says, hello, baby, turn the car around. Listen, I just need for you to get right back here now. He looks at me and says, well, since we're all coming out the closet, I'm not about to be the only one that's brokenhearted. She said, what do you mean? He said, just wait and see. I said, somebody better talk to me. And then his phone rings. He picks up and somebody says, sweetheart, I'm downstairs. And he's like, I'll buzz you up. I'm on the fifth floor, hurry, take the stairs. And I'm like, who is this mystery lady that you're talking to? He says, in time you will, we'll know the shocking truth. Baby, this is something I've been wanting to get on my chest for a long, long time. Then I said, nigga, I'ma choose your vote if you don't say what's on your mind. He says, I think you better sit down in a chair. I says, I'm gonna count to four. One. He says, miss the wait. Two. She says, please don't shoot. Three. He says, don't shoot me. Four. She screams. Then I knock on the door. The gun's in my head. He opens the door. I'll be goddamn, it's a man. Well, here we are. Four of us. In total shock, me and her. I close my mouth and swallow spit. And I'm thinking to myself, this is some deep shit. And I said, so you're gonna tell me he's the one you've been talking to? He says, yes, I says, no. He says, yes, I says, no. He says, it's the truth. I yell, all of y'all ass crazy. Let me up out this door. Because this is way more. And I bargain for. And then she says, wait, I'm sure we can all fix this. And then I said, I'm late, cause I ain't got a damn thing to do with this. And then she said, but wouldn't you like to know just how it all began? Then I thought to myself and said, quick, you got 3 minutes.
Then it got real quiet. I said somebody start talking. Then she said, my God, Rufus, I've got just one question. How could you do something like this? I'm so hurt. He looked at her and said, bitch, please, you've got your nerve. With all your club popping, lying, saying you were shopping. And now here you are in our home, and you're calling me wrong. She said, okay, you busted me, and that much I agree. You called me cheating, but this is a little extreme. He said, you are my wife, sleeping behind my back. And now I come home and you got him in the closet. How extreme is that? She says, but she's a he. Then he said, please, you can't judge me. She says, Rufus, this is crazy. Then I said, stop arguing. I did not stay here to hear y'all chew each other out. So get to the point, or I swear I'm out. Excuse me, please, but I think I can explain what's going on in here. My name is Chuck, and I've been knowing Rufus about a year. And every night creeping around with him, it's been a living hell. Sneaking in and out of hotels, I said, brother, spare me the details. Then Rufus said, Chuck, please, don't say nothing else. And then she screams, Rufus, you son of a bitch. And he says, Kathy, go to hell. I said, I thought your name was Mary. It's what you said at the party. Man, this is getting scary. I'm gonna shoot somebody. Then Rufus starts yelling and screaming, saying, Kathy, this is all your fault. She throws a pillow at him and says you were screaming too. The only difference is you didn't get caught. Chuck screamed out, we're in love. Kathy says, love my ass. Rufus didn't get married. Then I shoot one in the air. Then I say, not another one of you sons of bitches say a word. Cause all of this shit I'm going through is unheard. Grab my cellular, saying this is so wrong. Call up my home, and a man picks up the phone. Now I'm dashing home, doing 85, swerving lane to lane with fire in my eyes. I've got a million thoughts going through my mind. I'm thinking about what am I doing, who I'm gonna do it to when I get home. How could I have been so blind? And then I look in my rearview. I cannot believe this. Damn, here comes a policeman. He drove right up on me, then flashed his lights. Then I pulled over without thinking twice. He hops out the car and walks over to me and says, license and registration, please. I looked up at him and said, officer, is there something wrong? He said, no, except you was doing 85 and a 60 miles long. And then I said, officer, let me explain, please. You see, the truth of the matter is that I've got an emergency. He said, no excuses and no exceptions. I said, this is some bullshit, as he gave me the ticket. Then have a nice day and walked away. I said, yeah, right, and drove away. And then I turned my radio on and did 70 all the way home. I pull up in the driveway, hop out and slam the car door. Then go around the back, bust up in the house and she's screaming, what's all that for? And I'm like, woman, I called this house and a man picked up my phone. And she says, calm down, did you forget my brother Twan came home? Oh, oh. And that's all I could say was, oh, with a stupid look on my face, that I forgot he came home today. And she says, that's okay, because honey, I understand. She said, you don't have to explain. And then I took her by the hand, I kissed her and then we went to the room. Then I turned some music on, apologized one more time, then went down and started getting it on. And she started biting her lips, grabbing me and making noise. Now we're making love and she's in my ear whispering, it's all yours. I said, I love you, and she said, I love you too. Then a tear fell up out my eye, then I called her my sunshine. And then she looked at me and said, baby, go deeper, please. And that's when I started going crazy, like I was trying to give her a baby. The room feel like it's spinning, cause we keep turning and turning, as if we were in a whirlwind, the way our toes are curling. Then next thing you know, she starts going real wild and screaming my name. And then I said, baby, we must slow down, before I bust a circle in my brain. She said, please, no, don't stop. And I said, I caught her crying.
This fucking long ass song. I thought you motherfuckers actually stood on hold for that shit.
You know what's funny? I was actually talking through the whole thing, but it turns out my phone was on mute. So I was trying to disrespect that song so much, but I looked at my phone and it was on mute. I was like, damn. I just unmuted it just now too.
Well, the only reason why 6-4 is still here is because he probably fell asleep.
No, he's still. He's here. I'm talking to him right now.
Six.
Yo.
Oh shit. Hey, yo, Orlando.
Yo.
Well, she's there. She likes that bird ass nigga.
I was actually taking a little nap.
Sure.
Oh, you taking a little nap? That's why your breath smells like morning breath, huh? Breath smells like old pickle juice.
No, not at all.
Yo, when I first met you, I was like, you know what? She looks like she's very stuck up.
Oh, damn, for real.
Yeah, you do. You look like, you know what I mean? You're like, I'm better than everybody.
Damn, are you serious? That's crazy.
Yeah, but after a while, shit, she's cool as shit.
Yeah, that's crazy. Woman, I'm even changing my luck then, huh?
Nah, keep doing what you do.
That's crazy. I'm not trying to look no stuck up at. That's crazy. How are you going to say that?
Yeah, but it worked out. Everything was cool, though.
Hold on. That's so what's the difference? What's the difference when you met the other one? What were you thinking when you met the other one?
The other one, I felt as though I thought she was stuck up, and the other one felt as though she was God's gift to men. Just by the way she dressed. So I'm like, okay, you know what? I have to fall back. I can't be off on her like, hey, what's up? So that's why I had to play my role. And come to find out, she thought that I was the stuck-up one. And I'm like, nah, I'm not stuck up, but I just don't sweat nobody. She's like, you seem like you walk around and your shit don't stink. And I was like, nah, it's not even that.
That's what I thought you stuck up.
Oh. And what gave you that idea?
Because when I first met you, you was all like, hi, whatever, keep it moving. Like, you was all that. I was like, I feel you. It is what it is. Keep it moving then.
Keep it moving.
I was like, all right, I'm trying to talk to you anyway. Shoot. Wait till I talk to you.
I think I was the coolest guy around. I'm always talk to everybody.
Cool.
Yeah, you was very cool, dog, because, I mean, I tell you right now, in my head, I was clowning you, dog. And the reason why I was clowning you was that day when it was raining. I'm like, dog, this nigga is dancing with her, and she actually is dancing with this lame-ass nigga in the rain.
Come on, fam.
Are you kidding me?
Every girl wants to do everything in the rain. Talk, dance, whatever.
Dog,
right? Am I right?
Hey, Orlando. He asked, is he right that every girl wants to do everything in the rain?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
That's right.
I think I might have to take some of that advice. I'm waiting for a rainy day, and he's like, yo, come on, let's just walk around in the rain.
I don't
think
it's going
to work.
Just walk around. You good.
Yeah. I'm like, this nigga is in the rain, and she's actually dancing with this nigga in the rain. Like, what the fuck kind of shit is this? Kind of shit is this?
So I decided to dance for him.
What happened?
I said I felt sorry, so I decided to dance.
Well, you're surprised, she said?
No, she said she felt sorry, so she felt as though she had to dance with you.
Oh, no, don't feel sorry for me. I'm just
playing.
Okay. I thought I had a good time. I was, you know what I wanted to
I wanted to formally, that was me formally introducing myself anyway.
I see, I know. What, ain't you supposed to be sleeping? What? All right,
yeah,
come on, like, to be in bed.
Yeah, that was funny, though.
Hurry
yeah,
up.
Bro.
Huh?
Go to sleep.
Yeah, but when I saw Shorty as her sister, I'm like, okay, you know, she got her dress game down. You know, she's matching. She got the little hair thing, the dye in her hair matching.
Yeah,
she's very color coordinated.
Right? When she was wearing the purple?
Yeah, I was like, okay, she's a cutie, but I don't want her to think that I think she's a cutie. So I'm just going
to. You didn't want her to think
back.
That you what?
I didn't want her to think that I was feeling her at that time because I didn't want her to, you know. I didn't know if she would get a big hit over that, so I was like, you know.
Your actions have said everything, though. You didn't have to say nothing. You didn't even have to go near her. You could tell you were feeling her.
Let me tell you something.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought I was gonna have to cut her ass.
Oh.
Why?
She was just too. She was funny.
So where? How was I acting that gave off that I was feeling that?
I don't know, just the way you was looking at her. You was just like on her.
That shit is funny.
You were sweating us, dog.
I mean, I tried my best to fall back. Like,
but you didn't that hard.
I ain't do it. Oh, you know what? I feel like this. When I first got there, I was just, you know, because we was really with, you know, the wedding and all that and all in it. So I just had to, be with them and be outside and all that. But it's like when I was in the building, like the reception, it was all game. So it was like not game, but all ball game. Like so when you guys actually came over, and that's when I did somewhat open up. I was like, what's up, just talking and that, because I really wanted her to catch that flower. Because if she would have caught the flower, I would have put that shit on around her leg, and niggas would never forget that shit. I would have went in. I would have had to put some cake on her feet, lick it off, and do some extra shit. I would have went in, but she was like, I'm not catching that. I was like, all right, fuck it. But, yeah, right then and there, that's when I started, you know. But I didn't know who she was when I was at the hotel. Because
oh, you didn't know who
it
was?
I didn't know it was her. Like, I just saw somebody on the phone. So I was like, all right, well, whoever that is, she's cool. But she's on the phone. So I went in the party. I didn't even go in. I saw y'all partying, whatever. So
he was trying. Oh, when he first met you, he didn't know who he was.
So it's like, right when she was about to dip, that's when, you know, my cousin's wife was like, yo, that's such and such. I was like, oh. So when I stepped to her, she was like, oh, you shy. I was like, whoa, shy? Never that. I didn't know it was you. And, you know.
You did.
Yeah. I mean, everything worked out perfectly. Though. Everything was smooth. You know, I enjoyed myself. The only thing that sucks is that I wish I was coming down there with somebody. Because everybody that I know, like, you guys work in the morning. My cousin works in the morning. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, I can chill with his wife, but what can she really do? Like I want to chill. Like, oh, let's go out to this store. Or let's go out to this mall or... Yeah, you know I mean, let's go out to the beach or something.
Yo,
you know what I mean? Like,
yo, you need to change the subject, dog. See shit. All right? The fuck? This is a radio station. What the fuck? This ain't Love Connection.
What up?
Yo, yo, that's why I like her, dog. Like, she's so fucking gutty, yo.
What
ain't Love Connection, nigga. She came in here like, yo, you need to change the fucking subject. This ain't Love Connection, yo. This is a radio station.
Who is that talking?
That's Shot Town.
Chi-Town needs to be regulated. She needs to be cut. I'm telling you.
Yeah, she's gonna get regulated. You know, it's a matter of time.
I'm just saying, you gotta make her bleed real quick. You know, ain't nothing. Make her bleed real quick, and then
No, but see, that's the thing, though. You know, I might make her bleed, and she might tell me to poke her harder.
Let me tell you something about a thug B word, man. Thug B words fall hard. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They give you that thug love. That's that Bobby Brown shit. You know what I'm saying?
That thug
love. That thug love.
That's that Argentina love.
Thug love.
Right. That's that Bobby Brown shit right there. That's that good shit.
Yeah, but man, I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do when I go out there, man. I'm gonna be highly upset in the morning time. In the afternoon, I'm good. The morning time, I'm sitting around playing with my thumbs.
Well, you know.
That's why this nigga E needs to stop playing games and come down there.
I gotta work, dog.
I'll buy you a ticket, man.
I can come down the weekend, but I can't come down during the week. I can, but I'm not. You know. I gotta make some change, man. Save up. But Miami is definitely a go.
See,
you wanna see some booty cheeks, nigga.
Nah, I'm saying I was actually going just to go to the museum.
You wanna see some booty cheeks, nigga? We already know.
I was trying to go to El Museo. El Museo. Nah, that's it. El Museo. Straight up.
Wait a minute, dog, you gotta understand. Well, you can do that. Me? It's a wrap for me, dog. Like, I gotta... Because I don't get 3 weeks. I just found this out. This is some dickhead shit. I gotta work with my job for 7 years. So I gotta put in 2 more years to get 3 weeks.
Oh, wow. That's whack.
That shit is garbage. So I get 2 weeks now.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
You get 2 weeks? And you've been there for 7 years? Wow.
Yeah, I've been here for 5 years.
I've been in my job for 2 years, and I've been getting 2 weeks from when I started.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Wow, that's whack. That's whack. All right, y'all, it was nice talking to you, but I got to go to sleep, so deuces.
Deuces.
Deuces, huh?
All right, keep pimping. Peace
it's
out.
It's been a pleasure. Delaware is about to exit the building.
Ain't no Delaware, so get it right.
You pussy.
Right, get it right. Oh. All right.
All right.
Later.
You pussy. Pussy holler.
Mm-hmm. Niggas' cheeks. Niggas is Bonzito.
Bonzito? Oh, is that Benzito's cousin? Bonzito?
Oh, Bonzito.
Is that Benzino's cousin?
You know what, ladies and gentlemen, this is the favorite part of the show. We got, how many minutes we got? You're live with GQ64 and LE. And we got approximately 20 minutes left. So y'all know what that means, man. Chizannual.
What does it mean?
We about to go in on a chiz, nigga.
Oh, you already know. Come on.
You already know, nigga.
Hook that shit up, man. Hook that shit up, fam. What the fuck is wrong with you, nigga?
Oh, before I do this, yo, E, what are you... E and Six, what are y'all doing Friday and Saturday coming up?
I don't know.
Can you take off or be off one of those days? One of those nights, I should say.
The night?
Yeah.
Well, Omar has Kyler, so, you know. That's his weekend thing. Kyler's always, Kyler's always his thing. That's always, you know. All right. Why? What's up? What's going on?
Well, my boy's having a birthday party at Club Onyx in Philly.
Okay. Onyx is a strip club, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Okay. I know Onyx.
It's a video, supposedly what they said, it's a video vixen spot. Like,
nothing but bad girls in there.
Okay.
So, I'm afraid to go there because this nigga A said he went in there with intentions only to spend $50, and he walked out spending $500.
Wow.
Well, I know. If I go in there, because I only spent like $50, maybe 50. I spent more money on drinks than I did in on what's the name? On the ad. Hold on.
Yeah.
You've got the Manhattan Donut. If you have some minutes to blow them with us. Your room number is live room. If there's nine here, just press one.
Five.
This year, something like Tiffany, no Nina.
Shut your fat ass up.
Like Billy Jones. I godfather the blunt like the whole Philly swole.
Maxed. Four.
Five.
Ready for this girl.
Call me.
Alright, well, she's not
going to
call you, so forget it.
Yeah, she's not going to call you a bum ass, nigga, so shut the fuck up.
Okay, please, nigga, you don't believe that, nigga. You don't believe that. You and your whole crew don't believe that, nigga.
Come on, dog.
You know,
no, what I don't believe is that it's 2:43 a.m. and you're still here. And you've been on here since 2:43 a.m. yesterday.
You don't believe that, nigga. I've been here for 10 minutes. Chill with that.
10 minutes? That's what they call 10 hours where you're from?
Parlay yourself. Be parlay yourself. One.
Hey, yo, what's up? What's the low prices out there? Where y'all at? In New York? Cali?
Nah, man, don't worry about our whereabouts, pussy.
I got grams for cheap, my nigga.
I got your mother
where
over
there. Where you at, I don't mess with them New York niggas, though. Like, them niggas, every time I go across the bridge with my plates and shit,
you get
robbed. Trying to sell me, like, old
robbed,
and shit.
Man.
Like, all I want is, like, a couple of blow out here. Like, you nigga trying to sell me a whole half fucking ounce of shit.
Shut your faggot ass up.
I got grams cheap, nigga. 35.
My niggas in the motherfucking Bronx out there, nigga. My Dominican niggas. I don't fuck with y'all niggas like that.
I got a nine a key, nigga.
I don't believe you. You know where to get it from, probably.
Nah, I got that, nigga.
I want to hear about it, man.
Nigga, holler back.
You don't need to be chit-chatting that shit.
I can see some weed shit,
but that crack shit, don't be talking that shit on here like that, bro.
Yeah, you told my crack, nigga. Cinderella, nigga. Cinderella.
What's
baby.
Cinderella?
Cinderella. I got that, nigga.
What's that? Cocaine?
Yo.
Yo.
on, man.
Yo.
Here we go.
Yo.
Yo,
six.
Yo.
Go in, nigga.
What you mean? You talking about, yo, what the nigga you condoning in that stupid shit that nigga doing?
Hey,
yo,
you
call,
man.
You might
wake up and go get a job in the morning, nigga. Sunday route or something.
It's Sunday.
Nigga, I ain't never had a job in my life, nigga.
Oh,
yeah, I can tell. You dirty bastard. Go clean your fucking dingy ass jeans,
nigga. I'm 30, my nigga, and I pay mortgage.
You pay mortgage? Oh, that's what they call welfare nowadays?
Never had a job. Never.
That nigga played you, son. Played you, son.
Yeah, no, he played himself. He's also playing with himself while I'm playing with his mother.
Oh.
Get this shit right, nigga. You know what I mean?
Nah, I don't know.
Not everybody can do that, though. Right? You be fortunate, be happy, but don't promote that shit, nigga.
But I'll tell you right now, man, we about to end the show. We got 10 minutes left.
Yeah, Halloween.
So I'm about to start playing mad songs. It's your boy GQ on Angry Bastard Radio. Hit me up on Facebook at GEEQEW.
Hit you up on Facebook at
brokeassnigga.com.
I mean, on the search box.
Hello, man.
I'm about to take it back to y'all. This is Craig Mack featuring Biggie Small Flavor.
You look like
name.
Craig Mack, nigga. Fuck out of here.
Keep it locked. Angry Bastard Radio.
Nigga, fuck up out of here.
You judging men, dog? I can call another man ugly.
You
judging boys.
You need to judge some money, nigga. That's what you need to
casual
do.
Observation.
Farm ass, nigga.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I don't show you. I don't show you. I feel you.
All right, stop talking. Let the song ride on.
Yeah, I'm
going to
let him.
I know he had a good remix, right? Niggas is mad, I get more buck than ashtray. Fuck the fair one, I get mine the fast way. Ski mask way, nigga ransom notes. Far from handsome, but damn a nigga toast. More guns than roses, roses shaking in their boots. Invisible bully, like the hoops disappear, vamoose, you whack to me. Take them rhymes back to the factory. I see the gimmicks, the whack lyrics, the shit is depressing. Please forget it. You're mad cause my style you're admiring. Don't be mad, UPS is hiring. You should have been the cop, fuck hip hop. With this freestyle, you're bound to get shot. Not from Houston, but I rap a lot. Pack the cat a lot, the flame's about to drop.
It's time for brand new flavor, yeah. Time for new flavor, yeah. I'm just kicking new flavor, yeah.
Up, no rap, no crap, you bore me. One to grab my dick, too lazy, hold it for me. I'm straight, that great, bust a head, straight and drench, I'm everlasting. Like it's so on protest, a check nine, when I rhyme, plus I climb, world is mine. Your album couldn't fuck with one line. It's been 3 years since your last year, but now I reappear, your heart pumps fear. To your gut, did your girl's butt, I scraped it, shaped it, now she won't strut. I smash teeth, fuck your beef, no release. I step on stage, girls scream like I'm
everybody in the place, take a look at the face.
Don't want this life one day, cause I'm glad I showed the light. So let's unite for the battle with the first one. Find the way you black, red, blue or white. Hear that? I'm gonna tell it. Hold tight, say we happy. Hold tight, say we happy. Hold tight, tell them it's a cat. Tell them happy, hold tight. Tell them Chris Christ, everything is alright. Coming out the place and you're feeling right. You're coming out the place and you hold your girl tight. Tell them it's a cat, team and DJ tonight. Say hold tight, and everything is alright.
And bright and everything feels alright. I went to school without a food, trying to pick a fight. I was loped out, crisp
on shirts of khaki. Looking and feeling like nothing but a maxi. The bell rang and I got my dad. Feeling good cause it was the last day of school and I passed. No mom tripping, so me and my mom were dipping to celebrate the fact that I wasn't slipping.
Daddy Mac Mac, daddy super cat to make you jump. Special request to all the uptown man. A special request to all downtown man. You live a Georgia or down in Washington. If you live a California or over Cleveland. Tell them it's a cat, them all the mic in a man. And anywhere we go, I miss a test and a fit. Say Mr. Man, I miss a man, I miss a man, I fall man. Tell them it's a man and the juvenile gang. Make them know they done and the dog are done. Keep the young girl in bubble in motion. Y'all rolling belly and a kick up bottom. Say pushing out foot and you're pushing out on. Make them know the test and it's a be ram jam. You live in New York or in a Washington. Man, you come from California or you live in Cleveland.
North Carolina. real heavyweight of hip hop. Yeah, heavyweight shit.
I'm large on the streets.
I'm large on the streets.
I'm large on the streets. Cause I keep cream. I'm large on the streets.
Large on the streets.
I keep cream. I'm large on the streets.
Yeah.
Every time I touch mic, I'm large on the streets.
I'm large in the streets. Like Bigfoot footprints. Ever since Rosemary's Baby, don't try to play me.
DJ the One, blowing up your speakers.
Yeah. Me too.
Okay.
Young Chad.
Don't let nobody else up in his booth.
I see nothing but gangsters up in chair. I see nothing but partners up in chair. I see nothing but dope stacks up in chair. I see nothing but partners up in chair.
Yeah. We gon' mash it up. If you ain't gon' war, we gon' mash it up.
Now tell me who on the fuck with us. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Now bang and let your fucking brain tank. Snitches, fuck them all of them.
Shit. Johnny. Hey, hey, yo, Ross. Let me bring this to New York real quick, son. I got you, though. P, what up? P Block. Yeah.
DJ, what up?
Pro. I think I'm Larry Davis, getting fast dough. I think I'm Frank Lucas, Johnny G. I went from quarters to a half to a whole key. I think I'm Fat Cat, I think I'm Supreme. That money crazy, Triple B. I think I'm Rich Porter, Al Pro. I think I'm Larry Davis, I'm going to getting fast. Hey yo, John Don, early 80s, silver box shape Mercedes. That nugget watch, got all the ladies, Kango Adidas on, rib once that money gone, that's word is born, let's get it on, they call me Donnie, got that Gwen Stefani, and that Justin Bieber, used to be the sleeper, now I'm hotter than whoever, Grim Reaper, how I look up in that Maserati, got him blogging,
DJ White
Out, got these jogging, you work out. I put work out, too many fiends calling, through my chirp out, 38 special, chrome up close, this New York rap,
New York.
East Coast, I think I'm Rich Porter, Al Pro, I think I'm Larry Davis, getting fast dough, I think I'm Frank Lucas, Johnny G, I went from quarters to a half to a whole key, I think I'm Fat Cat, I think I'm Supreme, that money crazy, Triple B, I think I'm Rich Porter,
let me switch it up on this one.
Al Pro, I think I'm Larry Davis, getting fast shit, I think I'm Joaquin, Darren Dean, I think I'm Puff Puff, that Bentley clean, I think I'm Jim my beans, I think I'm Leon, my car wash. My hat store, I think I'm Jay Prince, cause I rap a lot, that 45, come and get shot, I think I'm Reverend Run, Beastie Boy, my parking lot, the latest toy, you think you Donnie T, no, you not me, you not Jada, you not P,
This is D-Block, my heat cap. This that Rick Frost remix, Street Knock. I think I'm Rich Porter, Al Pro. I think I'm Larry Davis, getting fast dough. I think I'm Frank Lucas, Johnny G. I went from quarters to a half to a whole key. I think I'm Fat Cat, think I'm Supreme. That money crazy, Triple Beam. I think I'm Rich Porter, Al Pro. I think I'm Larry Davis, getting fast dough.